This is a podcast about the manosphere, so it may contain references to extremist misogyny and violence, and it will definitely contain lots of swears.
Hey, Aileen, do you want to hear some dating advice direct from the manosphere?
I mean, I'd rather swim through raw sewage, but I guess for a bonus episode we can do it. Hello and welcome to Manosphere Debunked, the podcast where we obliterate all misogyny from the face of the earth, one episode at a time. I'm Aileen Barrett.
And I'm Dan, otherwise known as the Narcissist Psychologist on Instagram. And today is a bonus episode day, where we've got a slightly different format. I thought, seeing as like one of the things that you excel at or is part of your repertoire is about sort of the world of dating.
Yeah.
And so I thought I would...
By the way, just to let everyone know, I don't know what the fuck's going on in this bonus episode.
Sorry.
I'm about to react live to what we're going to do.
So I thought that it might be nice or funny. Nice is not the right word.
Okay.
To read out some dating advice from the manosphere. And see what you have to say about it as an actual real life woman who...
I am. The rumors are true.
Exactly. To see if it's helpful, to see if it would, you know, do the job.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I reckon I can already say no to that, but...
No. let's just reserve judgment, shall we? Let's not be too hasty in our damnation of the manosphere dating advice.
You do what you want to do, mate. I'm hasty as fuck.
Well, do you want to know what the account is called?
Yeah, I do. I really do want to know.
Because it might give you some idea as to kind of the route we're about to go down.
Okay.
The account is called Masculine Peak.
Oh, lovely, Masculine Peak.
So the logo is a man climbing a mountain. So I'm imagining it's like a masculine... mountainous peak, like aiming for the peak of masculinity.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've really thought that metaphor through, actually, to be fair to them.
Yeah, all the way through, yeah. And the account brands itself as teaching men dating and self-improvement. Allegedly, it's got over 330,000 followers on Twitter and on Instagram. On Instagram, it's got 32,000 followers. I say allegedly because I can't believe that these are actual human beings that follow these accounts. I imagine that they have definitely paid for some of these followers.
You know how you can tell? Do you know how
how can you tell?
Well, you just look at the posts and you see how many likes and comments there are. If they don't get a lot of interaction, then they won't be real people.
Well, so basically you're saying that of the 1,171 likes that this particular post has, and the fact that it has zero fucking comments might lend itself to the fact that this is a, you know, an account that has some bot followers and is all bots. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, potentially. Let's reserve judgment.
I mean, we can start making judgments from here on out.
Oh, yes. God, finally. Fucking hell. I never stopped.
This is, it's basically called Dating Cheat Codes for Men.
Oh, lovely cheat codes. Dating, but make it gaming.
Make women a commodity to acquire, a riddle to solve.
Make women non-player characters.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Right, so cheat codes.
Cheat codes for dating women. Right. So I'm going to start with one that I feel like is fairly reasonable.
Okay.
I got to the end and I thought, oh, this doesn't make, you know, this seems fair. So I thought I'd start with that one and then go backwards and then just see how they devolve.
Right. Great. Okay, yeah? Cool.
Okay. Coming in at number 9, don't try to solve her problems. When a girl tells you about her problems, she doesn't want solutions, just validation. Hear her out and make her feel better.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's fairly reasonable.
Actually, people gender this. Mm-hmm. But I actually think that a lot of men want you to just listen to them as well. It's just that women are better at doing it. So they don't notice that they're being listened to and not offered solutions straight away. That's what I think. I think women are better active listeners than men, generally, because we've been trained to be, not because of some kind of biological, you know, thingy. That's what I'm saying, thingy, yeah. Like, I think I've seen stuff online where someone goes like, do you want solutions right now? Or do you just want to like vent? And I think that's a great thing to ask. Although if you're really wound up, you could be like, I'm not venting. I'm just, but yeah, that's all right. I'm okay with that one. Yeah. I'll allow it. Mm.
On the face of it.
It's not really a cheat code, is it? It's just like a bit of emotional intelligence.
Yeah. And I guess just a nice way to be a decent human being generally, I think.
Great. I'm looking forward to the others.
I mean, and I like how you specified that this particular one wasn't a cheat code, as if the rest may be.
But it's not even like a trick. Do you know what I mean? It's not even like, that's not a fucking secret. Cheat codes are like things you have to find out, and they're kind of secret hacks.
That is
not
true.
A secret, like to listen to someone when they're speaking and give them empathy. You could have asked any woman that question. She would have told you the same. So
maybe Masculine Peak actually asked a woman about that particular cheat code.
I don't know.
Okay. So coming in at number 8, again, questionable as to whether this is a cheat code. Never be a girl's sure thing. No matter what you decide to do, never let a girl take you for granted.
That's it.
That's it.
So like, don't be in a relationship. Is that the cheat code? I don't understand.
Basically, what he's saying is don't be consistent. Like, don't be a reliable person. Don't be a girl's sure thing.
And maybe it's like, before you've slept with her, don't be someone who she thinks, I could sleep with you if I wanted to anytime, or I could date you. I know you want to date me. So I don't know. Yeah, don't make her feel secure in the fact that you're attracted to her.
Keep her dangling. Keep it uncertain. Keep it, you know, casually unpredictable, because apparently that's what women would like in a potential future partner, right?
Yeah. To be fair, and I'm not usually, but I will be, that is also the premise of the book The Rules, which was a 90s dating book for women, which basically seems to say, never be yourself. Like, be like aloof and like slightly unattainable, even when you're fucking married. Like, it's actually wild, that book. and a lot of pickup artists were like, well, women have the rules. We also have thousands of years of oppression. So, you know, it's a bit different, but.
Was The Rules published before the game?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Unfortunately, I can't even. Yeah.
So it was the prequel.
And they're very much like, they're quite similar. Again, because these things aren't really gendered. It's like, yeah, some people kind of are attracted to people who are kind of aloof and a bit of a prick. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just like they haven't had enough therapy to realize that about themselves. Yeah, you know, treat him mean, keep him keen. It's as old as the hills, or at least modern cinema.
It is as old as the hills, and arguably one could say not helpful or functional.
Oh no, it's super toxic and super unhealthy. Yeah. Like,
so if we were to rate this as a, you know, helpful cheat code, as it were, for dating women, it probably wouldn't be very beneficial.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Right. Coming in at number 7.
I know, by the way you said right, this is going to be bad. I just feel it in my bones. Carry on.
Understand how girls operate. Girls run on emotions, not rational logic. Don't change her mind. Change her mood.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to stop making noises. Obviously, I'm really emotional woman. I'm not based on.
Hey, pals, Aileen here. If you'd like to listen to the rest of this episode, you can do so by subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/manosphere debunked. And you'll also get other bonus episodes and slightly longer regular episodes. If not, we'll be here with a full length episode next week. So you can look forward to that. As always, please do review, share, like, tell your friends, your neighbours, your mum, your nan, your dad, your granddad, all the people, basically, because that is super helpful too. Have a great week.